Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. This is the Weekly Pint. It's the show that's not a show. And as you hear by the sound of somebody messing with a microphone. Okay, all right. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hi. I've got the boy hanging out in the studio with me. He insisted. Okay, that's a little loud. Let's make a good noise. There we are. All right, he's here in studio. He's here for the kickoff of the show, and then he's gonna go to bed. Right? Oh, you want to see your hand in the? I don't know if you can reach far enough. Okay. Well, let's not. Okay. I can't really. Yeah, that's okay. When you get down to get off to go to bed, you can stick your arm out and be on the camera, okay? In the meantime, they can hear you.
Yep.
We were trying to figure out a good nickname. He knows. What's my nickname?
Gnarly Gnome.
Gnarly Gnome. That's what people call me. And what did we decide your name was tonight? It was a good one.
Gnarly Turd.
Gnarly Turd. welcome, guys.
My dad.
I'm your dad. Julia said she can see your fingertips. Can you reach? I can't see them. Oh, yeah, I saw them. I see them up here. Look, did you see them? Yeah, he has to lean to see the camera. It's all right. It's there. Oh, I see them again. I'll show you tomorrow. welcome, guys. This is not a show, because if it was a show, there is no way that I would have my 5-year-old hanging out with me down here to drink. Don't get off your stool, because they'll be able to. Yeah, you're not even like in clothes. You're wearing like pajamas.
Yeah.
And you're at least wearing pants. Mm-hmm. It's more than I can say for me. Let's kick this thing off. You're only 5, yeah. I agreed that he could hang out for one thing and one thing only, and that is the schnappening. Do you know what the schnappening is?
A show,
oh, yeah.
Fake show.
Well, we start off the show by drinking something.
Fake show.
It's not a fake show. It's a real show. Dude, this is a real show. These are real people. Like, look, see, you can't see the screen. These are all people talking to us. There's people watching us right now. It's not a fake show. You think I stay down here and just talk to myself? Yeah, I don't know either. He's cool. I don't know. But we kick off the show with a schnappening. This is, it is kind of a fake show. He's dancing now. He's scooting his little butt around in the stool. That's pretty good. We kick off our fake show with a fake
dance party.
What? 10-inch party? I don't even know what that means. Oh, dance party. Oh, I thought it was a wiener joke. we kick off our dance parties with something I call the schnappening. That's where we drink something.
I'm only drinking water.
Yeah, you're only drinking water, but you're drinking out of something fun. I'm not ready for winter. I'm not ready for Christmas season. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we're not ready for Christmas.
Yes, we are.
No, we're ready for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Because that comes first, right?
Yeah. Oh, but yeah. We're also ready for Christmas.
Maybe a little bit, yeah. And so today with the snow, it got really festive. And
so cold.
And so cold and so snowy. We had a snowball fight, right? That was pretty cool.
I said it's so cool.
So cool. So I didn't even change what I drank from last week. It feels just as appropriate this week. So that's what I'm going to drink. But as Boy mentioned, he's not allowed to drink peppermint schnapps yet. His mother won't let him. But there is no rule that he can't drink out of his own moose mug. So I poured him a shaker of water, and that's what he gets. I poured him out of the one fridge. I got a SodaStream bottle of water, and it's frozen. So I was going to give him nice cold water, and it's just a solid block of ice. So he just gets kind of cold-ish water in his moose mug. It's going to spill everywhere.
Oh.
Oh, it's all right. There we go.
How are you going to give it to me?
I'm just going to hand it to you, dude. Careful. All right. You got to wait. Got to wait till I pour mine, okay? Hold it with two hands. Yeah, hold his antlers. Oh, this is, okay. Don't get it on your pajamas, because then you'll have to change before bed, and mommy will yell at us. Okay, just hold on to it for 1 second while I pour mine. This is not going to end well. All right, I got to get mine poured. Got my mousse. We're, don't shake it, dude. Just hold on. Hang on. Oh, this is like doing shots with Marco. Okay, hold on to it, dude. It's okay. I'm working on it. Okay, I got mine. We'll talk about why this is appropriate in just a second.
I'm gonna drink a little bit.
Hey, do you know what we say before? Okay.
I want to make sure they spill.
That's fine. Do you know what we say before we drink?
You say it.
We could say lots of things. We could say cheers. We could say prost. We could say ezizegadra. What?
Poi day.
I don't even know what that is.
Boy day?
Yeah. Boy day. Boy day. Ooh. Mine smells good.
That's easy.
What's your smell like?
Nothing.
Nothing, because it's water. Mmm. 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 Get on microphone with those slurps. That's pretty good. There you go. Mine...
Oops.
That's okay.
It's fine.
It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit. We won't tell mommy. Mine makes me think of it. Do you need more?
Yeah.
Here, do you want to just drink out of this? Watch. We can pop this thing off like this.
Pop.
Okay.
Oh.
Now we got a big old glass. This is a big glass
you
of water.
You can just make me hold this and I can go.
Yeah, I feel like it would spill that everywhere, though.
Yeah.
Can you, like, hold this without spilling it? Probably not. Okay, let me.
I could probably just give you the cup. And
yeah, let me pour. I could pour a little more in your cup. I'm gonna spill this. Okay. Oh, that's really full. Look how full that is. Here, let me take a little sip out of that.
Ew.
There you go. Hold on to his antlers. My drink makes me think of Christmas season. What does yours make you think of?
Kind of snow.
Snow?
Like melted snow.
Melted snow. That is what water is. Last week we drank peppermint schnapps because I wasn't ready for Christmas. And I'm not going to say that I am ready after today. However, after today, it's so distracting. He's got his. That's fine. His tongue is just shoved right in the moose's brain. You all right?
Yep.
Too much probing? Yeah. All right. Hey, let's do one more shot, and then it's time for you to head up. Okay? Here. Cheers. Here, let me scoot it closer so we can cheers. There we go. All right. You got down the whole thing. You ready? Don't put your mouth over the whole. You just put your lips up to it like this and just go. Dude. Who taught you how to do a shot? You gotta. No. He's putting his mouth on the thing like this, okay? No. It's just like this, like you're sipping out of a cup. Not on your chin. What? Dude. It's a cup. There you go. There we go. He figured it out. Heck yeah, buddy. Oh, that's all right. We'll just leave that on the floor. It's all right. That's okay. Hey, you tell everybody bye. Tell everybody good night.
Good night.
Tell them your words of wisdom. Tell them something that they need to know.
Get lots of presents. If you get cold, then be happy for others.
Okay. Get lots of presents. If you get cold, be happy for others.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something wise in the middle of that. All right. Love you, buddy.
Love you.
I'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay.
Get upstairs. Take your headphones off before you head upstairs. Here, we'll move this. Don't knock all of these things over.
Make sure to turn me off.
Oh, I will, of course. Yeah. Here we go. Off. I did it. Oh, no, get off the camera, dude. Just step over that. I can't. I don't know what to do. Get upstairs. Go. You're not going to be allowed anymore if you...
Okay, bye.
Jeez. I do my best. What? Twist the pull. You can open the door. Okay, he figured it out. He couldn't open the door, but I think he opened the door. Okay, yep, there he goes. He's upstairs. Oh my God. I promised him that he could come hang out and be part of the schnappening. I don't know why, but I promised. As I told my wife, at some point, somebody will need to take this whole thing over. Somebody will have to become the gnome when I am too old and decrepit to do this thing. And it's probably going to be him. Okay. I don't have a ton planned for tonight, other than the fact that this idea of finally celebrating winter. It feels like winter today. I know that it's like it's false winter, but I'm celebrating a little bit. Like I'm feeling a little more festive than I have before, for lots of different reasons. I had a couple ideas for the show. One of the ideas was given to me from Julia, from an idea that that she threw out there that evidently maybe we talked about, maybe she made up that we talked about. I don't know, but it sounded really fun. And I think it could be a good idea. So that's what we're going to do. But in order to do it, I have to drink a whole bunch of beer that is going to, okay, this will be fine. It'll be fine. we're going to do a Utopius Infinity Bottle. We're going to start our Utopius Infinity Bottle. And to start it, that means we have to drink all of the Utopius, every bit of it that I've got here sitting in the house. I know some of it has a lot in their bottles, so it'll be fine. There is one that I'm not sure how much is left. We'll see how this works. Matt Damaris jumps on. Howdy, Matt. He says, thanks for coming this weekend. Shout out to Matt Damaris and the Honor Bus weekend. Amazing time, as always. Absolutely amazing time. Should I start with the oldest and work my way to the newest of the Utopias? Or should I go the other way? I don't even know how to do this. I don't know how to drink all the Utopias. And then I'm not going to cuvée it because I'm going to take my first sip of the Infinity Bottle afterwards. Ryan says old to new. That's probably where my mind was going. Okay. All right. This is the oldest bottle of Utopius that I have. This is a 2019, and this is the one that I'm not sure how much is left in here. I don't even know if there's anything left in this bottle. There's something, but I don't know if it's enough to infinity bottle and drink. But we're going to find out. Shout out to Sam Adams. I have to mention that. I did not pay for any of this Utopius. These have all just been sent to me for free. So thank you to Sam Adams. I have to say that. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, there's not much. All right, that is the last of my 2019. I'm not going to drink all of this. I'm going to put some of it in the Infinity Bottle. Julia says, use that bottle to start the Infinity in. That's a good way to do it. Yeah. That would be a good use of this bottle. I did pull out this old Howler from Party Town I was going to use. Yeah, we'll do that. Ooh, that might have broke. Yeah, we'll use this for our Infinity Bottle. This is a are sticky. Oh man, now my hands are gonna be sticky. Oh, it smells like sugary craziness. Okay, we're going to take about half of this, and we're going to put it back. And that's going to be the start of infinity. All right. That seems reasonable. All of these do taste different, for the record. Eric says, aren't they already cuvée? Yes, that was a joke I made online. Yeah, this is all pointless. Every year of Utopias uses old Utopias to make new Utopias. So, yeah, it is, but I can create my own blend. Nobody makes my blend. I don't remember which one's the one I liked the most. Whichever one has, like, the cherry notes. This smells good. Ooh. Oh, that's good. Oh, man. Oh. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh. I don't think that's a cherry ear, but that's a... Oh, that's great. I know there's lots of people that say this beer is overpriced, which it is. It's expensive. But is it worth it? And I kind of think it is. Ryan says, I think Keith told us cherry was last year or the year before. I almost think it was two Utopias' back. So it's every 2 years. So I think this next one is the cherry one, not this one. Oh, that's great. Fantastic. All right. There's our first piece of our infinity bottle. Okay. Moving on. We now have 2021. I think I got a decent amount of this left. I think that this is the my favorite one. I think this is the cherry year. I think. A little more tart, I think. All right, I'm going to try to eyeball. That looks about how much we dumped in, right? I don't know. Science. Okay, we're going to add that in. And then... Oh, yeah, that's a cherry. Oh, that's so good. And then we'll take our taste. Okay, just a little squirt. Okay. This one, it smells almost like there's like breadiness to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's fantastic. Oh, I don't care what anybody says. Expensive or not, it's a good beer. Oh, that's a great beer. All right. I've never tried them all side by side like this. I might be able to determine what my favorite is. This is fun. Although the 2019, I'm out now, so it's a little disappointing if that's my favorite. Okay. A little splash of that. Oh, this is way darker. Look at how much darker that is than the other ones. Okay, we'll add that to the cuvée. I actually think I put a little more in there. That's fine. And then a little splash for a tasty taste. It would have been fun to put them all next to each other so we could see what they looked like. All right. Here, we'll get them all in the shot. Chris says, I have a 5-year-old Edmund Fitzgerald, and it's not fantastic. Oh, my God. Like, it is fascinating to me that you can take a beer like this and still find a way to make it unique every single year. Like, it's a big old, like, bold, it's crazy beer. And yet you find a way to give it its own personality. Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay. Julia says, I don't think you can even try all years at Sam Adams. They have, I think, one or two previous Utopias you can try during the celebration. Yeah, I don't know how many they've got. It's not a ton, but I now only have 3 after this one because we killed one. Oh, they're all so freaking incredible. Hmm. Mmm. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out which one's my favorite. And, ooh. That's good. The other idea I had for tonight, just to throw it out there, because it's going to happen eventually. I was looking for ideas for fun, like, wintry themed, shows. That's a good beer. The other idea I had, something that I've been wanting to do, a show or a video or something about, clearly a show makes more sense. I'm disappointed if we want to go behind the scenes. Today, this morning, I posted my tasting video for this year's Utopias, something that I get really excited about. I posted it to YouTube, also to Facebook, and for all of you who watched it somewhere, I appreciate you, but nobody watched it on YouTube. Nobody cares on YouTube at all about me drinking beers by myself in my basement. I mean, when I say it out loud, of course you wouldn't. That sounds really boring, but it makes me like it makes me second guess every video that I have planned because it's all me drinking by myself in the basement. But one of the videos that I've been planning and that I've been like kind of playing around with is this idea of Irish coffee or winter coffee boozy drinks and how you add booze into some kind of coffee drink and make a drink. And I was going to make Irish coffee tonight, but I got a little disheartened and didn't want to go through the effort. And then also I was hanging out at a bar tonight and the bartender told me that I should do this instead. So that's what I'm doing. But YouTube is a weird beast. I love YouTube. I love watching YouTube. I love creating content for YouTube. But man, when nobody watches the video you make, and YouTube is really good about letting you know that nobody has watched that video, and they will tell you, out of the last 10 videos you made, this one is number 3. Nobody cares about it. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, YouTube. I'll do better. I'll please you. Okay. Man, it's hard. Disheartening. This is this year's, right? Yep, this is this year's. To the infinity bottle you go. I'm not quitting YouTube. We need to make that clear. But it hurts my feelings. Eric says, I watched it on Patreon. Guess the numbers don't count. Yeah, no, if you watch it on Patreon, it should count for a YouTube view, I think. I don't know how that works. I don't know. But, I don't know. Evidently, I mean, like, on one hand, like, I think it's fun. I think Utopias is a fun beer. I think it's a fun addition to craft beer. I think it's exciting. I also like the title of the video. Like, I went with the thing that everybody posts about Utopias, which is this beer is illegal in 15 states, which I hate. In my mind, that's the wrong way to title a video. In every kind of app that I can run it through, or every kind of service that tells me what I should be titling my videos, that tells me that I should be titling it that way. Maybe I should just ignore all of that. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm smarter than the internet, and sometimes I think that the internet is probably smarter than me. And both of those times, I usually get proven wrong. Rob is just tuning in. What are we divulging tonight? Or cuveying tonight, sorry. We're cuveying all of the Utopias. We are building an infinity bottle of Utopias. An infinity of the infinity that is Utopias. Utopias is already cuveyed. We are cuveying the cuvee. We are building the ultimate Utopias blend by eyeballing all of the Utopias. There's just a bunch of Utopias. We're getting drunk and pretending that there's not snow piling up outside. Ryan says, when you figure out the ways of the algorithm, let us know. The more that I try to figure out the algorithm, for me, and this is just for me, the more that I realize I should ignore the algorithm. Now, for clients, obviously, I have to pay attention to the algorithm a little bit heavier and do what I'm supposed to do. But for me, I just... The more I try to pay attention to it, the more I realize I don't actually care. I care. Obviously, I want my videos to be seen by the most people possible, the most people that are going to enjoy the video as possible. But at the same time, I just want to make the stuff that I want to make. Like, I don't want to make videos that I don't enjoy. And if the things that are going to work the best are the things that I don't enjoy making, I'm just not going to make it. I just don't understand. Eric says, you'll never believe number four, or you could call it really freaking good. Yeah. Like, I'll play around with it a little bit, but not in a way that sacrifices, the actual content that I'm making. If that makes any sense. Ryan says, there literally seems to be no rhyme or reason to what videos get seen and watched. No, I mean, that's the hard part, is there is. Like, there is a rhyme and a reason to all of it. And there are people that have figured it out and that understand it very well and how to structure a video, and all of that plays into it. And that game is fun to me a little bit. I do enjoy that, but not... I don't enjoy it when I'm making my stuff, and I think that's hard for me to kind of define that place in between on. Like, I like making content that appeases some kind of algorithm or whatever you want to call it, but I don't actually like doing that when I'm making my own stuff as much. And I don't know how to how to justify that in my mind, if that makes any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me or my wife, or certainly my bank account. This is the latest. This is this year's. If you want to know my thoughts about this, click on the latest video on YouTube. That's me appeasing the algorithm. Not YouTube, because this is also on Facebook. Click on the latest video. I don't know. Can't appease the algorithm. Okay. All of them are vastly different. Okay, my favorite years. I am going back and forth. Oh, they're all good. They're all so good. I'm going to go 2021, I think. Yeah, 2021 or I actually think 2023. Yep, these two. I'm back and forth on which one I like the most. This one definitely has more cherry to it. This one has this really great, like, smooth, oaky kind of mapley thing that I think is really good. I like both of those a lot. Let's see. Zach says, I need the Packers to win this game. Ugh. It was a scoreless half, and I'm drinking this Crook Culture Brewing beer I won in a giveaway. That's a hazy IPA called Today Was a G-Day. Shout out to Dr. Dre. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go, if I have to pick one of these as my favorite. Oh, God. How can you pick your favorite child? I'm going to go 2021. 2021 Utopias is so unique and so different that it wins. Rob says, go pack, go. All right. We've got our infinity bottle building. It feels like there's nothing in here. I definitely put three pours of each of them in there. All right. We're going to go real light on our pour out of this so that we don't kill our infinity bottle before it starts. Should I like pour other beers in the infinity bottle just to keep it like big enough? Don't know. See, like, look how much I have to pour this before it even starts to come out. I'm going to kill the whole thing. I don't know how to do this. Oh no. There's no beer in here. Okay, that's enough. I feel like there's no beer in that bottle. Okay. All right, we got a good little pour. Zach says, by the way, how the hell were you able to score a free bottle of Utopias? And are you going to be at the tasting event this weekend at Sam Adams? I hope I'm going to be there. I can't promise. I got a lot of stuff going on. Ryan says, I'm the conduit. And I agree to that. I am the conduit to express all that is Cincinnati beer to you. And part of that is drinking the Utopias and sharing the Utopias with you. Tell you why you need to buy the Utopias. And that's because you can make your own perfect blend. Like this. We will see if this is better or worse than all of these by themselves. Oh, okay. Ooh. Damn it, Sam Adams, hire me. That's a good blend. That's great. You just go like a splash of this and a splash of that and a splash of that and then a little bit of this, and that's a good beer. Holy hell. I'm brilliant. Look what I did. Oh. Yeah, I think Zach says, you're going to get fucked up drinking a lot of Utopias. Nah, it's all right. That's a good beer. You know what? I'm going to say something, and this might be controversial. This little brewery, what are they called? Sam Adams. You might be onto something with this Utopias and this craft beer thing you're doing. You might be onto something. That's a good beer. Well done. It's even better when you take a splash of that and a splash of this and a splash of that and mix them together. That's good beer. I love Utopias. I love Sam Adams. Thank you, Sam Adams, for sending me some beers to drink. I'm sorry that I did not make some coffee to drink our Irish coffee. We will do it on a future episode. In the meantime, No, I don't have any ice, and that's still too cold. We could go Bucket of Misery. We could go beer. Okay. I have three options for you guys. We could go a cold beer that's sitting right in front of me that I was going to drink. That's a full disclosure. It's an Oktoberfest. It's a beer that's been sitting in the fridge that I was just going to drink. We could go a lukewarm. Oh God, that's a bad idea. A lukewarm Bucket of Misery, or we could go cold beer non-Oktoberfest. I'll let you guys choose from there, and then we'll figure it out. What are we doing? Like, why do I do this? Like, why is this even your choice? I should just drink that beer that is right in front of me. I should just drink it and be done with it. Okay, we're going to drink this beer, and you can watch me drink a regular beer. Julia says non-Oktoberfest from the fridge. Oh, two votes for non-Oktoberfest. Okay. We're going to the fridge. Do we go shelf? Okay. I can't even see what's in here. Let's go. You have two choices now. Ryan wants the lukewarm Bucket of Misery. No. That's a bad idea. We can go shelf two or shelf three. Shelf one is stuff that's for other videos. Shelf two or three, that's the next choice. And then from there, I think I can go blind. I can just grab one off of either one of those shelves. Shelf three has a lot of Oktoberfest, but if I pull an Oktoberfest, I'll pull something else. Shelf two or three. Make a choice. All right, three. A couple threes. Perfect. All right. Going to shelf three. Oh. Okay. This is kind of fun, but also not. This is a beer. I was actually saving this for a future video, but we'll do it. This is kind of convenient, on some kind of theme for what we're doing tonight. Got your Sam Adams perfect pint again. Shout out to Sam Adams for sending me a bunch of Utopias. I will always drink out of your glasses as long as you send me Utopias. This is a Rheingeist beer, Ghost Pils. I'm actually really, really liking this beer. This is their non-alcoholic Pilsner. So when Julia says, I want to know where your hoodie is from. This is Old Firehouse. No longer in production. So I'm always in the hunt for some kind of non-alcoholic option. When you've got those nights where you're drinking Utopias all night, you're pounding Utopias and schnapps and all kinds of things, and you need something else, this is the beer that fits in that that gap. And I'll be damned if it's not good. Here's what I'll say. If you have been drinking regular Pilsner all night and you grab one of these, it's not going to taste the same. There is something different. With that being said, if this is your first beer of the night, it's freaking great. Here, let's drink it together and Let's see where it hits. It's a good looking beer. Yeah, if you've never tried this, I cannot encourage you enough to get out there and give it a try. Great beer. Not made by Rheingeist. That's the thing that I think a lot of people don't realize about these beers. They are contracting these. All right. Ryan says, I've never had an NA beer. Oh, okay. Chris says, and now I have a holiday creamy vanilla Coke. Ooh, that sounds good. Okay. God, look how beautiful that is. That's a good looking pilsner. Yeah, I've got a Ghost Haze in there somewhere too. That was the video. I was supposed to drink them both and talk about NA beers and Rheingeist and whatever. It's fine. Now this is our video. It smells like a good solid. Just good solid lager. Looks good, smells good. All right. I'm going to make a mess of my face trying to get into this thing, but I'm going to do it. Yeah, there's definitely that thing. There's definitely something that is different about it. But I kind of like it. I kind of like it on this one. Yeah, I can drink this. Is it a pilsner? No. Like it's not. It doesn't have a traditional pilsner kind of flavor profile. But is it a good beer? Yes, it's a good beer. Like I enjoy drinking it, and like I don't know that there are a lot of non-alcoholic beers or non-alcoholic products, and I found a few, but I don't know that there's a lot that I actually enjoy. This is one that I do. The Ghost Pils, the Ghost Haze, I'm not as much of a fan of, but that's just because I don't love hazy IPAs. The hop teas from Hoplark, I'm a huge fan of those right now. I've been drinking a ton of them. Way too expensive, but man, they're so good. I've got another one in there that I haven't tried yet. I think it's the Mosaic one. Mosaic and, I don't know, green tea or something. I don't know. They're so good. They taste like a session IPA. Great. But this fits that same little void for me. If you're looking for something to drink that does not have booze and you want beer, it fits it. Julia says that the non-alcoholic Guinness is great. Yeah, I think it's good. Untitled Art, non-alcoholic stuff was good, but I haven't seen them around in a while. Weinstephaner, non-alcoholic is pretty good. There were a bunch that were pretty good. I don't know if the Untitled Art stuff is still around here. It was big for a while, and then when Octopi got bought out by Asahi, I think that maybe affected Untitled Art. Maybe, could be wrong, but I think. Maybe. Don't know. Chris says that the Stella non-alcoholic is good. I have not tried that one. It's pretty good. Yeah, you know what? That's great. I think I could drink that in place of a regular beer. It's not a pilsner. Like it's definitely its own kind of category. There's a different flavor profile to it. But it's good. It's good. This makes me want to take a lot of sips of it. I don't know. And sniffs. It smells good. That's a sniff. That's another sniff. It smells good. Lightly floral. It's good. We should sip it. Let's see. That's great. Let's double check. Yeah, it's really good. Oh, Julia says that Untitled Arts non-alcoholic line is now called Fleur! Fleur! With the exclamation point. They have an Oktoberfest and a bunch of stuff. Fleur! Listen, I've never tried Fleur, but I did try their non-alcoholic line, and it was good. Fleur! Well, cheers to Fleur. That's four sips. There's another sip. There's a sip. So for anybody that doesn't know, typically I like to hang out with Truth Beer and Podsequences and talk about shows that they talk about. I'm not going to hang out with them this week because they smell bad, so I'm not going to hang out with them. But because I can't hang out with them, I'm going to mess with their count. That's good. That's good. That's good, too. These are all separate sips. Very clear. Sniff. It's good. I'm getting a lot of air in with these sips, too, though. Oh, I'm going to be very burpy soon. Julia says they have a chla. That's not even a word. Chla con limon Mexican lager. West Coast orange peel wit. All right. Eric says, now you're gaming the Truth Beer Pod algorithm. Yeah, I'm going to game one of them. There's only one that I understand. we do have to wrap this up at some point. And we're right about an hour. So, got to get my sips in. So, full disclosure, and I know that I think I told Truth Beer Pod this, I will not be present on their show a lot in the next month. The next month for me is going to be hell. I have so much work coming up. It's not going to change this show. This show will always be what it is, and it's going to exist. But I might get grumpy some weeks because of how much I'm working. And the work that I'm doing. So you guys need to be prepared for the gnome that you're going to see for the next month. I'm embarking on a journey that I have not taken in a lot of years. And it's going to be interesting. We'll put it that way. Fleur. This has a lot of Fleur to it. Like, it's good Fleur. Mm. Mm. This might be the best flavored non-alcoholic beer that I've had. Good flavor. With all these sips, if I don't beat my record, I'm going to be a little disappointed. I don't know what my record is, but here's to beating it. Man, you know what? The more I drink, the better it is. That's a good beer. I think that, like, even if I started with something else, once I got through like half of one of these, if I switched, I could be okay with this. It's good beer. Maybe that's the video that I should do on YouTube. I should drink a whole bunch of other beer and then drink this and see if it still stands up. I don't know. I don't know how to do a non-alcoholic beer video on YouTube. What do you guys think? How do you make a video that like communicates the joy or the enjoyment of non-alcoholic beer in a YouTube video? It's got to be fast. It's got to be easy. It's got to be something that people can digest. You can't just talk about the beer because that's not exciting. I don't know. I don't understand drinking videos on YouTube, which is really disheartening since that's the thing that I like to make. But if anybody understands it, it should be you guys, because you like to watch me drink on YouTube and Facebook. So you tell me, how do I make a video that you want to watch? Talk about the flavor. Like, is it really just like drink something that is like weird or silly or something you've never heard of before? Like, is that the secret to it? Because I can do that, but this is good too. I can drink that all day long and be really happy with it. Really happy. In fact, we just did. We just drank it all. In fact, I might have another one. Thank you guys for hanging out. Huge shout out to Cincinnati Chris Kindle Market, sponsor of this week's episode. I love Cincinnati Chris Kindle Market, but it's even better this year, not just because I'm doing a live show on Black Friday, but that whole weekend, so Friday and Saturday of Black Friday weekend, is the a holiday craft beer extravaganza. So if you come down on Friday, you can hang out. You can drink a bunch of great beer. There's like 20, there's more than 20 craft beers that are going to be on tap down there that you can drink. And with those, we're going to hang out and talk about winter drinking. We're going to do a live show, beer poker, probably other things too that we can't really talk about because they might not let us on the stage. I don't know. We're going to drink some great beer and talk about winter drinking. And then also on Saturday, the festival continues. Still, you can still get the great beer. However, you can't burn down the Gnome Dome. It's going to be a fun time. The entire the entire whole Chris Kindle market is a good time because there are some Chris Kindle markets, some holiday markets that are happening or have happened or will happen around town that they've missed the entire point of what makes it fun, what makes it feel like a traditional German market. And this one is nailing it, and they have the last few years, and they are doing it this year. And if you haven't driven by to see what they're setting up, it's going to be good. a giant fest tent this year. We'll be talking about it a little bit this week, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, get down there. Black Friday, I think the show, I'm going to do it about 7 p.m. that day. I'll be there a little earlier than that, though, just hanging out drinking, so get there. Ryan says, I should make shirts that say I got poked by the gnome. There's so many things that are... That's actually pretty close to something. It's in the works, but it's not going to happen this year. I don't have the bandwidth for anything this year, except drinking with you. Be there on Black Friday. Shout out to Cincinnati Chris Kindle Market. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Thank you for all of you for hanging out and drinking on this episode. This show does not exist without people like you that like to drink. And I appreciate you for hanging out and drinking with me. If you like this, if you like any of the stuff that I do, you know the drill. Go to thegnarlygnome.com/support. Support that way. Even if you support via the free tier, it helps. And we're building some kind of a thing, a community that will grow into something really kind of cool. And I have ideas for what that looks like in the coming year or two. It's going to be fun. And obviously, for the gnomies, the people that actually pay to be a part of that, there is swag that is included in that. For everybody else, there are still things. There are cool things that that are a part of it. So I appreciate all of you for supporting. I appreciate everybody just for watching, engaging, listening, sharing, all of that stuff. Thank you very much. We will be back next week. We'll keep doing this thing, and who knows, maybe the boy will be back again. I don't know. He insists on being on camera. He probably will be the next gnome, just for anybody that is wondering who will take over after I get too old and decrepit to do it. It'll be him. He's definitely the next gnome. He'll probably dance more than I do, though. He's very dancey. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for hanging out. I love every single one of you. Next week, new intro video, new music. Well, old music, new video. Stay tuned. We'll see you guys next week. Have we shoved a hot poker in Utopias yet? Has that happened? Have we done that on the show? I think I should do that tonight. I don't know if we've done that. We're gonna do it. If anybody asks how I burnt my house down, Utopias. Poker. That's how I did it.